Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers in Turkey in war-ravaged Syria searched through the frigid night into Tuesday, hoping to pull more survivors from the rubble after a 7.8 magnitude earthquake killed more than 4,000 people and toppled thousands of buildings across a wide region. 19-year-old Syrian immigrant Elia Mamouri, who is translating what his father, Bassam Mamouri, is saying on the phone. The conditions in Syria are not good on the ground. The Bassam is an Orthodox priest who has been sheltering with his flock at the church.
And they feel special. They are in winter right now, and if they go to outside and they don't have any like heat or anything or any electric, so this is what happened with them right now.
Authorities fear the death toll from Monday's pre-dawn earthquake is going to continue to rise. Several departments within the Biden administration are defending the decision to wait to shoot down the Chinese surveillance balloon and say it was the president's orders to strengthen the U.S. defense system that led to its detection.
U.S. Northern Command General Glenn Van Herk says the military protected U.S. secrets as the surveillance balloon flew over.
Prevent any intel collection.
And collected data on it. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says because of President Biden's orders to strengthen defense against Chinese spying, they were able to detect the balloon and historically look back to see it had happened several times during the Trump administration.
That is